Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. We are in a new church year. We moved into the season of Advent. And the season of Advent and the season of the end times, which we just left, have definite similarities, as we'll see today, in helping us to prepare to meet our Savior Jesus Christ again. And also for the season of Advent, we use the Advent wreath. And you notice the first candle is lit. And you can look at the weekly news for an explanation of the meaning of these candles, as they too are designed to help us prepare to meet our Savior aright. And speaking of being prepared to meet our Savior, warning signs, they're all around us, aren't they? There are warning signs related to our health, our physical and our spiritual well-being. There are warning signs connected to our vehicles. In fact, there are even warning signs when traveling east on 80 or 50 during this time of year. Are these warning signs meant to harm us or to help us? Are these warning signs to be ignored or heeded? What is the warning sign that we get from God's Word during our worship this morning? And what is the purpose of God giving such to us? This is something we want to focus in on this morning, as we hear the word of our Lord. And as we also hear the word of our Lord, ask this question: do you think God really cares about you? Well, let's turn to our first hymn and find out the answer. Our first hymn, 752, is found in the blue songbooks, In Christ Alone.
Thank you.
You think God cares about you? He most definitely does. Please stand as we turn our attention to page 3 of our worship bulletin. We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Protect us by your strength and save us from the threatening dangers of our sins.
For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. Our first reading for this first Sunday in Advent comes to us from the book of Genesis, the 6th and 7th chapters. It happened all right, and Let us not forget why it happened and also what God promised after it happened. We hear these words. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has the breath of life in it, everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark 2 of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. 2 of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and stored away as food for you and for them. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wives of his three sons, entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moves along the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, everything with wings. Pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days the flood kept coming on the earth, and as the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Every living thing that moved on land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. The word of the Lord. In response to this word, we turn our attention to Psalm 18. What action do you want Jesus to find you in? This encouragement and reminder from Romans 13. And do this understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believe. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. The word of the Lord. We read together the verse of the day. Hallelujah. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Please stand for the gospel reading. Taken from the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. In one way, we really should not be surprised when Jesus comes back, even though we don't know when exactly. There are warning signs to be prepared. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Let us confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn, hymn 209 in the red hymn.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance. And this is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We focus on the words of our gospel reading for this first Sunday in Advent. So we hear once again this thought, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the nations. The dog ate my homework. The printer was out of paper. The power was out, so I could not work on my computer. I was sick the day you gave out that assignment. They were doing it too. The book I needed for my assignment, well, it was checked out by someone else, and Google could not find references related to that book. Sound familiar? At least the concept? If there is a need for an excuse, we will try to come up with one. What excuses have people come up with for trying to ignore that flashing light on the dashboard? What excuses have people come up with for ignoring that feeling of indigestion and that tingling down the arm? What excuses have people come up with, students in particular, when the teacher gives a warning that a test is coming on this particular day and you fail to prepare for that test? What excuse are people coming up with, or will they come up with, when they are not ready to meet the Maker of heaven and earth, the Savior of the nations, and the Holy Counselor when Jesus comes back to this earth in all of his glory? Dear friends, there is no workable excuse, is there? There is no excuse not to be ready. And for you and me who know that the Lord Jesus will be coming back, even though we don't know the exact day. And that is the emphasis throughout the end time portion of the church here, and as we move into the season of Advent, to help us prepare to meet our Savior, not just to celebrate his birth, but because of his birth, we can be prepared for his second coming. There really is no excuse for us then to not be a preacher of righteousness like Noah until that day comes. The warning signs are obvious, aren't they? They're all around us. At least they ought to be. We live with them every day. And perhaps this is why some people, too many people in fact, have become either complacent or apathetic to the warning signs. Well, that's nothing new to our generation. The Apostle Peter had this to say about the times he was living in, and also talking about the end times, which we are still living in. We hear these words from 2 Peter 3, which emphasizes the timeliness of the Bible. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly people. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Repentance is one of the key messages throughout the season of Advent, and for good reason. But not just throughout the season of Advent. It's always been a key message ever since the fall into sin. It was that same message leading up to the time of the flood. What was that message of repentance that the Lord had in Noah's time? Why was that message of repentance necessary at that time? Well, recall from our first reading in the book of Genesis, the whole world was corrupt. Every inclination of man's heart was evil all the time. Think of how bad it must have been for the Lord God to say, enough. I'm going to wipe out everything except for what was mentioned. Do you think it's bad in our time? And it is. It's been that way throughout history. And so as Peter, by the Holy Spirit, rightfully says, the Lord is patient. Oh, he will make good on his word. Make no mistake about that. And he gave warning signs. And how long did he give the people back in Noah's time to repent? 120 years. Noah, why are you building this ark? You foolish person, you. And Noah, being a preacher of righteousness, would tell them. But unfortunately, apathy and complacency had set in. Today, do you see yourself as a preacher of righteousness? What is the response more often than not, unfortunately, that we get from people? Complacency and apathy. Ah, you Christians. The message of repentance was needed then, and it still is needed today. What are those warning signs that help people be ready today? And what is to be our response when these warning signs take place? Well, what are some of them, right? The wickedness of people. Why is there wickedness? Aren't people basically good by nature? Ah, but they deliberately forget the fall into sin, inherited sin, that we are corrupt by nature, and sin did my mother conceive me. So we really shouldn't be shocked or surprised either how heinous some people can be and what they can do in their wickedness. Because when it comes right down to it, all of us are capable of some evil things. The tongue, for example, is capable of much evil. How many reputations have been ruined because of the tongue? How many families have been ruined because of selfishness? Yes, all of us are capable of producing evil. And so warning signs are all around us. Where did this evil come from? From the heart. Hearts corrupted by sin. What are there other warning signs that are out there which we can speak to and address why these words are so applicable? Well, bad weather, disastrous fire, earthquakes, tornadoes. The warning signs are all around us, reminding us that this life is temporary. And why is this life temporary again? It goes back to the fall into sin. What are we to do with these warning signs? Ignore them? No. But to take heed of the warning signs and what those represent. In our text, it's filled with present tense. It's filled with imperatives. Be ready. Stay alert. Understand this. We don't know when that day of the Lord is going to come. Not even Jesus, as the Son of Man, according to his human nature, knows of that time. As God, he does. Can you imagine if God told us the day it's going to come? What kind of world we would have up until that point? There's another reason, again, why the Lord keeps that from us. But he doesn't just leave us hanging. He gives us the warning signs so that we can be ready. So there really, then again, is no workable excuse for why we will not be ready when the Lord does come back. And in the meantime, there is no workable excuse for us not to be a preacher of righteousness. That is, not to stay prepared ourselves and to help prepare others. There's no workable excuse for us to ignore the word ourselves and to proclaim the word to others. Whether they heed that word, well, that's not on us, but on them. But we do have a responsibility to be like Noah and preach that message of repentance with the hope that people will take heed, confess their sins, and acknowledge Jesus as the Savior. Jesus has done what we need to be prepared. He came down to this earth the first time. We look forward to the celebration of Christmas. Another fulfilled promise of God. And Jesus lived the life that we cannot live, but is still demanded of us. And by the work of the Holy Spirit, that work of Jesus is credited to us. And Jesus took that perfect life to the cross where he died the death you and I and all people should have died. And again, through the work of the Holy Spirit, that work is credited to us. We are able to stand forgiven before God, righteous before God. We are, by the work of the Holy Spirit, ready to meet God face to face. How important it is then for us to stay connected to the means of grace, the means which brought us into that saving relationship, and the means that keeps us in that relationship, and the means that it also motivates us to show that we are connected to Jesus now already, and that we are ready. Passages that we keep coming back to, Hebrews 10, let us not give up meeting together, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see that day approaching, and that day, the last day, or even the day of death. How many people wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to die today? We don't know when that's going to happen. Some people predict, I'm going to die today, and they end up going another day or another year. Foolish to make the predictions, wise to be ready. And as we don't know the day of our particular death, so we don't know the day the Lord will come. Simply be ready. And so through the means of grace, we are able to encourage one another to be ready for that day. And we can also show that we are ready. Another familiar passage from 1 John 5. To put God's commands into practice. And what about those commands? They're not burdensome. God did not give us his commands to harm us, but to help us, to protect us, to enhance us. We heard from Romans, put aside sin. Think about those things which are praiseworthy and do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. Because we don't know when the Lord will come. So is there a time for us not to put into practice the commands of the Lord? Is there a time for us not to be kind and forgiving and gentle and compassionate and forgiving? There's always a time for that. Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. For when the Lord comes, it will be too late. And so there is urgency to stay prepared ourselves, and there is urgency in being preachers of righteousness. Because just as in the days of Noah, people were eating and marrying and drinking like there was nothing going to happen, and then boom. And that's how it's going to be when the Son of Man returns. People are eating and marrying and drinking and doing all sorts of vile things. And Jesus is going to come, and they're going to go, I didn't know. There's no workable excuse. Praise the Lord that by his grace, we are ready. through his gift of faith, given to us through his means of grace. Praise the Lord that through that same means of grace, we are able to remain ready. And praise the Lord that through that means of grace, we are able to help others be ready. Because, dear friends, there's no workable excuse. So stay ready. And also be a faithful preacher of righteousness. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray, dear Savior, O rich the gifts you bring, yourself made poor and weak, O love beyond expression that thus can sinners seek. For this, O Lord, will we our joyous tribute bring you, and glad praises sing you, ever grateful we will be. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. Out of the depths we cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear our voices. Heavenly Father, we confess with sorrow that we have sinned and deserve only your anger and punishment.
If you have reckoned our sins, we would surely be lost.
We confess with joy that your unfailing love has redeemed us.
Our hope is in you and in your glory.
Around us we see the birth pains of the last days, war, famine, earthquakes, false prophets, spiritual apathy. Keep us faithful to your word. Send your spirit to strengthen our faith so that we are always prepared for your son's return as judge.
Make us faithful to share your word and cause any Lord to put their hope in you before the end of time.
Build our fellowship of love as brothers and sisters in faith.
Help us support one another when trials and troubles come our way.
Continue to watch over the coming and going of those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, renew the couple's love for each other as they reflect on the love you have for them. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Heavenly Father, we eagerly wait for Jesus to come again and make all things new. May he find us, whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, faithfully enduring to the end, through the power of your Holy Spirit.
Come, Lord Jesus, may your grace be with us. Amen.
And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Please stand as we continue with the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good and right that we should at all times and in all places give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared when he called people to repentance and pointed to Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Therefore, with all the saints on earth and hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their glorious song. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Thank you.
guilt is more than I can bear. I have not earned your favor. You know me as I really am. How much is truth? How much is sham? Why should you heed my pleading?
Satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. As when the shepherd calls his sheep, you come.
give thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this Holy Supper. We pray that through it you will strengthen our faith in you and increase our love for one another. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning on a beautiful day the Lord has given to us. We need the rain too. Safe travels if you're on the road outside of our area. Just emphasize Bible studies today taking place. So the book of Galatians will be taking place here in the church sanctuary from the ground up. A course designed to help parents in encouraging them to raise up their children in the Lord. That'll be taking place in the chapel, and then teen class will take place in the upper room here, and Sunday school in the normal rooms where we have those classes. I'd like to thank the WAC, the Worship Altar Committee, or Arts Committee, the Worship Arts Committee, for helping to beautify God's house of worship that we have built to his glory. And also take notice there in the entryway, that beautiful quilt, which mirrors our stained glass windows, that was made by a couple of our members. It's a thing of beauty. So that also helps us reflect on the meaning of Christmas and the message of Advent to help us stay prepared. Mission box at time is there. First time Sunday of the month, we always have that reminder for the mission box collection for Lutheran Women's Missionary Society. Important work that they do, so see that on the information board, as well as there are two cards for missionaries to be signed by all people, men and women, and our youth included in that. So take the opportunity to sign your name, maybe write a brief message for our missionaries as we have a couple of them to say Merry Christmas to and God's blessings to them. Also, if you haven't noticed already, there in the entryway are the 2020 thank offering envelopes. You can find yours there. Now, if you are planning to be a part of Foundation, you may not find your envelopes there. We're thinking in 2020, that was when you would be getting your envelopes from Foundation. If you want envelopes from St. Mark's, please talk to Linda Hatfield. We'll definitely get those envelopes there. So if you don't see your name there, that might be why. If you know of somebody who can't make it to church, but their envelopes are there and you're going to see them, please take them. Also, in addition to the envelopes, there's a packet, an envelope, a 5x7 envelope on the table. Please take one of those along with your envelopes, as that packet of information has the 2020 commitment, which you're asked to prayerfully fill out and return. More so, it's for your benefit, as the giving is between you and the Lord. But you notice that the Lord uses those gifts to help us do ministry here at and through St. Mark. So we're We're thankful for the opportunity. Linda will be back there if you have questions by the table, what I just said. Reminder, the Advent by Candlelight is tonight, 6 o'clock. So if you still plan to attend, please see the information board, opportunity to sign up. The multipurpose center is decorated beautifully for this event to help us prepare. Also then, in preparation, we have three midweek services, Advent on Wednesdays, 7 o'clock, starting on the 4th, this coming Wednesday. And then also not just the spiritual need in feeding, but also the physical will be met starting at 5:30 in the multipurpose center. Note that next Sunday, we'll have streets closed due to the International Marathon, California Marathon. So see the weekly news if that might impact you, especially the early service. You may need to hang out on this side of town to make sure you can get across. So for those of you who have been here a while, you know what that means. The Fair Oaks Christmas Parade is next Saturday at 4 o'clock. If you want to come out, be part of the action. Let Mr. Bengal know or contact the office, and we'll get you hooked up. You can walk along with us or be part of the crowd and throw things at us, you know, gentle things. Downtown Fair Oaks, beautiful. And then just see the weekly news for other things that are going on. Hopefully we'll take the opportunity to meet and greet people, not just those sitting next to you, but familiar face. Maybe you've seen that face before. Maybe you heard the name. I know we've said this before, but don't hesitate to ask the name again or go up there. And if you've been a member at St. Mark's and someone doesn't know that, and you've been here a long time, don't take offense if they don't recognize you. People come different services. We have people celebrate the fact that they're talking to you. Have a great day in the Lord. Thanks.